how nicely they're printed and that they're from America. Otherwise,
in libraries, they have no budget for religious books. They only want technical books.
They're not interested in religion.
But because our books are printed so nicely and coming from America, and they are seeing the foreign sadhus, oh, they become so, oh yes, we must take. But actually they have no budget for any religious books.
That is good. But the so-called religious books representing all bogus humbug. Humbug imagination. That's all. There is no fact.
Yes.
As Ramakrishna Mission. What religion they have got? Anyone. This religion, that religion, Jainism, Sikhism, this is no, nothing. Simply bogus propaganda.
Yes, all the libraries, they say we have too many religious books, too much religion.
And the so government is so much afraid of offending one religion, so they have become secular. Mm. But there only is one religion.
Huh?
There is only one religion.
Yeah. Mandali, and this is Sarva Dharma and Purittaja, to become surrendered to God. That is religion. That is useless. That is our religion. We are teaching surrender to God, but they have no idea that there is God. Hmm. They have forgotten that there is God and He can talk with me. I can talk with him. They cannot believe all this. If God is there, he cannot talk. He has no mouth, he has no leg. Nirakar. Impersonal. This is it.
In America, there are surveys. Hmm. Public opinion surveys.
That's it. God has to be created by public. Yes. How degraded. Mm.
But anyway, these surveys show that religious sentiment in America is increasing.
Yeah, that is proof. You are the proof. There is no doubt. Very intelligent.
They say that
intelligent
now...
Intelligent, and there is no poverty in other countries. On account of poverty, they are thinking, first of all, you must be materially prosperous. Then you shall think of this nonsense, God. This is it. This propaganda is very good. What you will get by God? First of all, you must have sufficient to eat, sufficient to drink. What is it? How they can... There is Sanskrit verse. Daridra dosa gunarasinas. If somebody is poverty stricken, all other qualities become useless. And nowadays the education is for money. One has passed DSC, PhD, but if he does not get an employment, then what is the best? He's begging from here. So will you give me some service?
Mm.
That's all.
Actually, you wrote that the educational system simply turns man into a dog, going from door to door begging for some...
You see why the Indian professors are going outside?
Yes. Brain drain, they have gone.
Because they cannot get here suitable job.
No salaries.
I read in the paper that India lost $850 million by the brain drain. Because all of its intelligentsia is leaving. They're going to Europe and America, especially America.
No, Canada also.
Yes. Many Canada,
I've seen in university, almost majority of the professors are Indian. Yes. All over the world, they, like India, they take small salary.
Yes.
For them, it is high salary. But for Europe, America, it is cheaper. And then intelligent. So they give service. I was given this permanent residence.
Yes, in Canada.
Yes, seeing my book.
Yes, Montreal.
Mm. That consulate general in Montreal, he, when he read my the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, he immediately became attracted. Mm.
You spent only $25.
Mm? Yes.
And we spent so much on lawyers.
$25 or $35.
We were hiring lawyers in New York. Mm.
And the lawyer is taking monthly at least $300 and postponing.
Naturally, so he can continue getting money.
Yeah. Prabhupada went
to the
You want Rayanama, will you kindly send me $150 a day? And he has to send. And see, he was simply postponing debt. That's all.
Yeah. You call on the phone.
I heard that you once said, lawyer means liar.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get that survey to show Prabhupada. It's printed in this paper.
The Bankim Babu, Bankim Chatterjee, a famous novelist, he wrote a book, one comic book. A trial is going on. So the witness charged the first of all, the judge charges, I see you are witness in every case. He has a professor. So, you are speaking. He is 60 years old for the last 5 years. You do not increase your age. No, sir. A gentleman has one word. He does not change his word.
Oh, I see. He had one word.
And do not think me that I am either a lawyer or a prostitute or a newspaper editor.
Because they're all liars. Yes.
My word is what?
Yes.
I do not change my word.
So a newspaper editor, a lawyer?
And a prostitute.
And a prostitute. They're all
He classified them in one category.
Especially these newspapers, when you give an interview, they always print something else.
Yeah.
They never print exactly what one says.
They're not honest.
No.
This was printed in the New York, Los Angeles Times on January 21.
I think this
January 2nd.
Opinion printed, you send to all newspapers.
The
editors.
That book that he printed?
Yes.
That book can be expanded with more reviews.
Yeah, when I reprint it, I'll do that.
There's European reviews.
With a covering letter, sir, there is much agitation about Hare Krishna movement. You will kindly read this following pamphlet and you will understand the value of the movement. And it is good that you have given the heading, the Hare Krishna movement.
So this is a study published in Los Angeles Times on January 2nd. It says, the year 1976 could mark the beginning of a new religious revival in America, judging from recent Gallup surveys of public opinion. The surveys found, number one, for the first time in nearly 20 years, there was an increase in church attendance. First time in 20 years. Mm. With 42% of all adults in America attending church or synagogue in any typical week. Once a week. 42% of the adult population. Almost half. Number two, the proportion of Americans who believe that religion is increasing its influence on American life has tripled since 1970. In other words, the public thinks that religion is now influencing American life. The number of people who think like that has gone up.
That is due to the Hare Krishna movement.
I think so.
Yeah.
Then number three, this is very significant. A substantial number of Americans have developed an interest in the inner or spiritual life. They make a distinction between religion and spiritual.
Mm. Religion means spiritual.
But they say religion means going to church once a week. That's their religion. But spiritual is something different.
Mm.
So they say a recent survey indicates that a projected 6 million people are participating in the Maharishi's Transcendental Meditation. 5 million are practicing yoga in one form or another, mostly for health. 3 million in the charismatic movements, that is like...
The cults.
The cults. 3 million in mysticism, and 2 million in Eastern religions. That's a lot of people, they have estimated, are practicing or participating in Eastern religion.
Eastern Indian.
Mostly us and the other and some bogus so-called gurus.
Those charismatic movements, that's like the
Est.
Jesus Christ movement.
Hidden freaks.
Catholic preachers call that charismatic.
To estimate the average church attendance in 1976, surveys... Oh, this just tells you how they took the survey. So analysis of these figures shows that church attendance is up among all major population groups. The Catholics are better attenders than the Protestants. Women go more often than men. Women go more often than men in America.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Southerners and the Midwestern, from the South and the Midwest, they attend more frequently than they do in the East and far more than those living in the West. So this says that people in the West, like California, they're the least religious. People in the East, like New York and Pennsylvania, they're a little more religious. And people in the Midwest and the South, they're the most religious, according to the survey. Those who are under 30 years, those who are under 30 years of age, are less likely to go to church than those who are 30 and over. Younger people, same trend, giving up.
They come to us.
Yes, they come to us. Whites and non-whites attend with equal frequency. It's not that the white people are more religious, black people are less. People with a college background are more likely to go to church regularly than those who never went to college. But people who never went, in other words, they're saying if you went to high school but you did not go to college, the chances are you will not go to church as much as if you went to college. But if people went to grade school and then they left without going to high school, without going to college, that means they left at, say, 15 years old, then they have the best chance for going to church. That means the less education you are given in America, the more religious.
That's everywhere.
But it's very interesting that they are saying that so many millions of people are practicing yoga or interested in meditation or the Eastern religions or mysticism. Millions of Americans. And formerly, I remember in the 1960s, it was a new thing. Actually, when you came, that was the beginning. Before you came to America, there was a little bit of interest in some concoction, which they call Zen Buddhism.
Yeah.
Little bit of a concoction, but practically no one had ever heard of yoga or anything. It was just beginning to get popular when you came to America. It coincided with your visit. So it seems that there must be some...
some kind of a bug there. An ant.
So it seems that there must be some...
Christmas plan.
Effect. By just your coming to America, the whole place is transformed. Now, sometimes we think that when you look at the date that Lord Chaitanya came to the world, it coincides with a period in the Western world called the Renaissance. During this period of the Renaissance, there was the highest development of art and literature and so many other cultural things. So we sometimes wonder, there must be some...
Does it mean that before that, the Europeans were uncivilized?
They were actually considered themselves to be in the Dark Ages. They call it the Dark Ages. And then all of a sudden there was what they call the Renaissance, where man's intelligence became greater, expanded. He became interested in finer things.
Not man's, but the Western.
Western man's. Otherwise they call
the intelligence talk was there in India.
Yeah. So it's very amazing that the period in Europe called the Renaissance coincides with the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. So we are
15th century.
Yes. So we're thinking that it must be because he came into this world, then everyone was blessed.
Papitapi Jato Chila. Pariname Udhari. That is the beginning. And he enthused Indians to take this knowledge and distribute. Bharat Bhumita Haile Manusha Janma. That is Krishna Chaitanya.
That was the period when all the Europeans became very interested in traveling all over the world. And they discovered America. And they were very interested in coming to India for the spices. There was a great interest in
silk
India.
Spices.
Actually, this they say this man, Columbus, he landed in America he was looking for India, trying to cross the ocean. And he found this land, America, blocking his way.
That's how they... It became those islands became the West Indies because he was looking for India and he went west and he hit some islands and they called them the West Indies. Then later they went to
West
America.
Indies, South America,
the Caribbean. Cuba, Nassau, Puerto Rico,
the southern part,
just southern part,
south of Florida. So his main motive was how to find India, to get the wealth of India. So it seems all over the world there was a greater interest in education and art and in India at the time when Lord Chaitanya appeared.
The church was its strongest as well in Europe at that time. Religion was very strong. Almost
Christ,
all...
Christ also came to India.
That is not believed in the West.
That is to keep their prestigious position.
Yeah. Many scholars...
They know that
there's a place in Kashmir where they say his samadhi is there.
There is a period of years
from 12 to 13
which no one can account for.
In our Christian religion, it is proved how uncivilized were the Westerners. Thou shalt not kill. But how uncivilized they were.
Yes.
Even they take it, the human killing, it is meant, not animal killing. So there's a... What kind of society is this?
Don't kill human beings. Yeah.
Well, that's accepted, that it's very uncivilized in those times.
And the result was that Christ was killed first.
Yes.
Who advised not to kill. They were so civilized, they kill him first. So this is the proof. Why he says, thou shalt not kill? That means the society was so ravageous that they're killing one another.
It was their sport. It was their sport to see men fight each other until one of them was killed. Their wrestling was based on fighting until someone was killed.
They would take Christians and put them in the arena.
That was their sport, entertainment. Just like wrestling in India, but in the Middle East and Roman times, the wrestling was fought until somebody had to be killed. That was their entertainment. They wanted
the chatters.
They wanted to see them die. Even today, actually, all the entertainment in America is, and the Western world is based on violence. They have bullfighting. They want to see the bull tortured and killed. And they have chicken fighting. And they have
dog fighting.
And even the most popular sport in America now is football. It's more popular than baseball. And it's based on men jumping on each other while one team is carrying the ball. A very violent sport.
And boxing also. So many different sports.
They're fascinated by pain and fighting.
Torture.
Yes.
They like to see somebody tortured by another.
All the movies are becoming increasingly more violent. And on TV.
Yes, actually, I was just told there is one movie now which is breaking all the records for attendance. It is called The Omen. And it is about a prophecy in the Bible called the Antichrist. This idea is that the devil comes from hell to the planet Earth, and he impregnates one woman, and then his son is born. So the son is called Antichrist, son of the devil. And he is very powerful, with mystic power, very evil, and he takes over the whole world. So there's a movie now about this, and it's breaking all the sales records. And in the movie, they have all sorts of ghastly things happening. This is what people like to see. They like to be scared. Horror movies are also very popular. People go to the movie, and they come out, and they have nightmares for a week. It's so frightening, with special effects, and that is, they're paying money to be frightened.
The movies that are demonstrated in the plane, I close my eyes. I do not like to see them. Because the impression carries.
Yeah.
It is a very disturbing fact to me.
No, it's very disturbing. Those night flights are horrible. Can't sleep or anything.
Even this movie that we have just been involved with, called Audrey Rose, about reincarnation, in order to make it popular, they have made it very, very frightening. That in order to get people to come, they have to have that element of terror.
Mysticism.
So they concoct different arrangements. Because that's what people are willing to spend money to torture their own minds. No one is happy. They're very disturbed when they leave the movie theater. They are frightened. And at night they cannot sleep peacefully after seeing such movies. And they're paying money to go to these things.
And again, they will take tranquilizer. Oh, thankless task. Create something disturbing, and again, try to. Yesterday, some men came. The communistic temple.
Oh, yes. Especially in this state.
Mm. I gave him good thrashing.
That is their mercy, that you even bothered to talk to them.
But they could not argue, stop them arguing. One boy, he asked me, why God has created this world? And why don't you ask your father why he has created you? Then you'll understand. I told him, go and ask your father why he has created you.
Of course, nowadays, that is an accident, not planned. If you ask a father why you have made your son, he will say, by mistake, I did not want him. I was simply wanting sex.
But God cannot make mistakes. Then he becomes impure. He cannot be good. And not all fathers, according to Vedic civilization, the father creates the son purposefully with some ceremony. Garbhadhan ceremony. It is not secret job. Putrathi krithi bhajyat. One is married to create good son. That is the purpose. And Bhagavad Gita says, dharma abhiruddha, abhiruddha, which is not against religion. That kind of lust is, I am. So, how it can be accident? If there is Garbhadhan ceremony and son is essential, then how it can be accident?
Even in the big rich families, when they want son, they perform some puja.
According to Vedic system, everything is when the woman is pregnant. There are so many ceremonies. When we were children, I was in the middle, I saw my other two, three brothers and sisters born. So there was some ceremony. We are eating with mother in that ceremony. That ceremony was because my mother was pregnant. Sadhvakka, sadhvakka. There are 10 kinds of ceremonies. Before the birth and after the birth. That's why there's sanskar. So many religious ceremonies my mother was observing, and all the expenditure my father was giving. Every month, 2-3 ceremonies. Very nice ceremonies. We are children, we are eating.
So Brahmin priests would come.
Brahmin priests would come, there would be puja, there would be nice feast. Now those things have gone.
They never existed in America.
During our wife's time, they are not. And what about our daughter's time? A generation by generation, it is diminishing.
Now they are simply thinking of ways, scientists, how to kill the baby, or how to stop the baby body from developing. Different methods for birth control. Then they'll create heaven on earth.
And here they have the false sterilization, forced sterilization.
Recite to me.
You can't have more than 3.
Now why don't you stop?
2.
In spite of so many measures for checking population, the population is increasing. How it is? On the whole, some years ago I read in a paper that 3 men are increasing every second or every minute.
They cannot control their sex desire. And some of these methods are imperfect.
Sex desire cannot be controlled by ordinary man, that's a fact. But they have invented so many things to stop increase of population. Why population is increasing? That is the point. They are killing, when they are taking contraceptive. tablets and so on, a bigger arrangement for stopping birth, checking, increase of population. Why every second or every minute throughout the whole world, 3 men are increasing? Then they cannot stop. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi, dukkha dosha anugraha. It is indeed a troublesome. But you cannot stop it. Either birth or death or disease or old age, you cannot stop. You want it. Everyone wants, who wants to become old man like me? To run around with a stick and with so many inconveniences. But I have to become old man. Who can stop it? Similarly, birth, death also, or disease. You may be proud that we have invented medicine for cancer, and this, but you cannot stop disease. That is not good. What is their answer?
We are trying.
That every rascal will say, I am trying. No, that is not science.
Well, in India they say that before it was not compulsory, but now it's compulsory in India that you can't have more than 2 children, and that after 2 children you must have this sterilization operation.
Why India and other countries, they are also trying?
Well, in other countries they say there's no need for such population control. In other countries.
Yeah, in one, I think it was in Germany, they had something only 1% increase of population.
Some places they're actually trying. They're trying to increase.
Yeah.
In some places.
Yeah, in Australia, I think.
In Australia, they only got 13 million people in the whole country, and it's bigger than America.
They want.
And in Canada also, they only have a few million. And in Russia, they don't have such a big population for the size of the land. But because they've set up these national divisions, then this, in one place they're killing the population.
Vedic process is that unless you create nice children, or you can give them protection from death, don't create children.
Yeah.
Brahmachari, remain brahmachari. That is sensible. So why should I beget children like cats and dogs if I cannot take care of them properly? And it's very gentlemanly. What is this? I create and kill? Must uncivilized. Don't create, that is civilized. If I cannot take care of them properly, I will not create children.
They're not educating the population in brahmacharya, therefore these beggars are there.
So why shall I take responsibility of family if I cannot maintain them properly? And that is very gentleman. That is civilization. And I accept so-called family for sense gratification, I cannot maintain them and kill them. But this is civilization. They should be ashamed to be called civilized. Here is civilized way. Preach this. The Vedic civilization is real civilization. You are not civilized. You have killed Jesus Christ, who instructed thou shalt not kill. So you should be ashamed of your present civilization. It is brainwash is required.
Say that, yes. We're brainwashing, the brain.
And that all these rubbish things we have. Finishing. Yes, it is brainwashing. And so the Chaita Darpana Marjana, cleansing the core of the heart, all mistaken ideas. Speak in the court like that and see how we are being appreciated by scholarly section. Here is our book. Read. If you have got time and see the opinion. It is really brainwashing, but for the good. Everything requires cleansing for good. Bad impression, bad ideas are washed. Why do you protest? Let it be done. Give us freedom. It is brainwashing, but for the good. Washing is for good. Just like you wash your cloth. You think it is bad? Dirty cloth, if it is washed nicely with soap and water, who protests against that? Oh, why you are cleansing your dirty cloth? That is another foolishness. Everyone, every gentleman, every civilized man washes his clothes with soap and water to become more refreshed. So you are giving this civilization. Actually, it is brainwashing, but for the good. And see our example. The boys and girls whom we are charging, brainwashed, they see after brainwashing how gentlemen they have become. They have become moralists, they have become God-conscious, they are clean outwardly. Their fooding is so innocent and so nutritious. So why do you check it? Bring your plate and our plate. Now judge which is better. You taste. Halwa, puri, samosa, kachori, vegetable, one plate and boiled meat with salt and black pepper. Taste now which is better.
But for a hog, a hog would rather eat stew.
And bring that also. Before the hog gave him stool and halwa, he will prefer to take the stool. So, let it be extremely exposed. We are fighting, let them be exposed. What is wrong there?
Yeah. In our attack,
they criticize us. We should point out their defects. That is,
you're
attack is the best form of defense.
You're a smoker, and you're doing all these things. We should turn the tide and expose them.
There are many opinions that this movement, this Bhagavato is safe. There are many opinions like
that. Yeah,
that's a fact.
And many parents have said that my children have been saved. I agree with
that. These books especially, there are many opinions. It will save the human civilization from going to hell.
Yeah, one scholar, Ashutosh Mukherjee, he said this. These books will save the world. In that review book.
Yeah, right. He said it's there. From the... nice words.
Seems only the Indian scholars have got that vision, though. Mm-hmm. Only the Indian scholars have appreciated that these books have a chance for saving the whole humanity.
Yeah. And that is our mission.
Yeah.
We want to save.
Here.
Right.
The said edition of the Bhagavata series, we hope, will serve as a boon to the English knowing world for its abiding values and ennobling thoughts of spiritual perspective to give the correct lead to mankind in the midst of sickening contemporary problems.
Yes, that is our mission. Who has written that?
That's Dr. Krishna Gopal Goswami.
Head of the Department of Sanskrit at Calcutta University.
He has got good experience because university students have become so skilled.
Look at that.
In the university.
Yeah.
This book is capable of...
They don't care for professors, teachers.
Yes.
Don't care.
Then the professor and the head of the Department of Bengali and the dean of the Faculty of Fine Arts and Music at the University of Calcutta says, the world tormented by psychic troubles like avarice, hate, and other baser qualities of the mind will never escape from utter annihilation of the soul unless it finds refuge in His divine grace. I have particularly read some portions of this English translation of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I think this book is capable of saving mankind from the clutches of Maya. I have no doubt that the ISKCON will lead the world to the path of divine grace.
He's a very big scholar, too. He's a PhD.
All of them PhDs.
And here, Dr. Jagdish Sharma. He is the author of 19 books. Very well learned man. He says, the work done by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada toward the revivalism of Hindu culture and civilization is unsurpassable. His Holiness has done a great service to Indian culture by reinterpreting the concept enshrined in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This edition of Srimad Bhagavatam will go a long way to help the scientists in rediscovering phenomena of the universe which is yet to be discovered. The thoughts of this Srimad Bhagavatam radiate to anyone who sees it. This book helps to brighten the gloomy and dark clouds which are covered by the nuclear fear and the apprehensions of society.
So, let the judges read this opinion, read this book.
Yeah, these men are famous men of India. This Jagdish Sharma is the most famous man in Punjab. He's from Punjab.
He's a young man.
Jagdish Sharma?
Yes.
I have not met him, so I don't know, but he's very famous.
Young man means about 40.
Yeah, I think he's around 40 or 45.
But then the best one is by Dr. Mukherjee, former Chief Justice. He writes that this book is an intellectual, a cultural, and a spiritual landmark in this world. The beautiful printing and photographs evoke the spirit of the work. It is a book which should be in the library of every reader who values the essential glories of human life.
The judgment of the Chief Justice is not ordinary man.
And the ultimate destiny of this universe. And then there is that other quote, this is also very important, by the Deputy Director of the Lok Sabha Secretariat.
Yeah, that's Subramanam.
He's a big man.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the national government.
Yeah, no, it's central.
Central
government. Lok Sabha is like the parliament.
Lok Sabha is parliament.
It means the
parliament.
Congress.
Lok Sabha means parliament. Yeah,
Congress, of the national government.
Yes. No. Central government. Yeah, what you're saying, national.
This is a rare opportunity for people and leaders of every country, every race, and every community in the world to know and understand the Srimad Bhagavatam. I would say that this encyclopedia of spiritual knowledge is more important and fundamental than the encyclopedia of any other branch of knowledge, and should therefore find a rightful place, not only in the public and private libraries, big and small, not only in educational and other institutions, but also in every household, and above all, in the hearts and minds of every man and woman.
And he's not ordinary man. He's...
No, he's the deputy director of Lok Sabha Secretariat. You should write more. I have to go over this with you to get more descriptions of each place.
Yeah, I have
central
the full
government.
Oh, right. I have the full reviews.
And like if it says Sardar Patel University, where is that?
You know? In Udra.
Yeah, I just have to add a few things.
Will you be going for a walk this morning, sir? It's quarter to seven if you want to go now.
So let us go.
Huh?
Probably wants to go for a walk.
I don't know the areas. I don't know where to go, but Gorgovin probably knows some parks. That place where we get the water, there's a little park there.
Mm-hmm. Well, he said there was a couple of parks up near the lake, too.
Yeah,
that's where
I
wanted to go.
He doesn't know himself, I don't think.
What is this? Editor of Kalyan.
Kalyan? No, he's passed. H.P. Podai. He's Gita Press.
He was very famous man.
Very famous.
He's the editor of Gita Press?
Yeah, but he's passed
away.
So you'd write, you have to write the late.
Yeah.
I have to go over every one of these with him. He said that it is a source of great pleasure for me that a long-cherished dream has materialized and is going to be materialized.
He was speaking to me, Swamiji, I was thinking of presenting such Bhagavatam, but I could not. But he had done. Therefore he said, cherished dream.
I thank the Lord that due to his grace, this publication could see the light.
He's a prime minister.
Well, then there's...
I first of all approached him for publishing my book. Mm. So he said that way, I have no arrangement for publishing my English book. So he recommended Dalmia to help me publish it. So my first expenditure was 6,000. So he gave me 4,000.
Tell me.
Dalmia Trust, he was one of the members. This whole thing. So immediately government said, give Swamiji for the first publication. But I did not know that it would be 6,000 rupees. I thought maybe 4,000, 5,000. So he gave me 4,000. The balance 2,000 I repaid after selling the books.
You had to get a loan?
Huh?
A loan for that 2,000? No.
Loan is printed.
Oh.
No other. So.